Of the 2018 NBA Draft on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app with Nick Friedell and Chris Black. Here's Jonathan Hood.
Glad you're with us here live from the Advocate Center in Chicago, along with Chris and Nick. Jonathan Hood with you. So glad that you're with us. We turn now to the Vice President of Basketball Operations for the Chicago Bulls, John Paxson. He joins us here on ESPN 1000. Welcome, Pax.
Good to be here.
Really enjoyed what you did in the draft. What did you like coming in about Wendell Carter?
When we started studying Wendell, there are a lot of things to like. You know, this is a young man that, you know, he signed at Duke, and he didn't realize at the time that Marvin Bagley was going to reclassify and, kind of come in and be more the focal point of that Duke offense. And so I think Wendell, first and foremost, sacrificed a lot this year. But as we got to know him and talk to him, he's the type of kid that was like, all I want to do is do whatever I could to help us win and be a good teammate. And that's who he is. But we think he's got some real upside. But the biggest thing is that, you know, last year when we made the decision to rebuild and we drafted Lowry at 7, you start looking at pieces that might fit well with him. And Lowry's going to need a big physical guy to be alongside of him for his career. You know, our hope tonight is that we drafted, you know, our starting center for the next 10 years. You know, once we, you know, move into this phase, we've got Robin right now, who we absolutely love, and what a great mentor for Wendell to have, because Robin's one of the best teammates we've ever had here. So we liked a lot of things about him. I think that he'll be able, you know, he didn't shoot many college threes this year, but he shot over 40% when he did shoot. He's got a good mechanics. We think he'll be able to step out on the floor enough to space it. And, again, he's just a high character kid that fits our profile.
Paxson, talking about Carter and Hutchinson up there at the podium, we heard Lowry's name a lot. And I'm just curious, as we move forward now, you mentioned the pairing of Carter and Lowry and how you think it'll work for the future. Do you believe that Lowry can turn into that face of the franchise type guy with what he's already started to do in his rookie year?
Well, you know, I always am reluctant to go to those places, because the player has to earn that by his play and who he is as a teammate. And then, you know, when you start going down that road, you diminish the other guys on the team. And, you know, we have Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine, who are very, very important to what we're trying to do as a team as well. So, but the reality is, when we made the deal last year and we got that pick and we got Lowry, that became the focal point of that deal, you know. So, you look at it, and
did you believe that at the time?
No, we didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, that Lowry could be that guy.
No, you know, he proved it this year. And so as we went out and we started scouting and we started looking at things, we think Lowry's going to need, you know, a big body alongside of him, and Wendell fits that profile. The thing I loved hearing, listening to Wendell after he was drafted by us tonight, you know, they asked him a couple questions. He talks about how he wants to be a good teammate, set screens for other guys. I mean, he's a real unselfish young man, and, I think he's going to fit real well. The one thing, though, you always have to recognize is that we draft a lot of players often very young. I mean, this is a 19-year-old young man. And sometimes expectations get too high. Like, they, you know, Lowry surprised us. You know, he got the opportunity. And the point I always made about him was I was surprised at what poise that guy played with all last year for us. So you can't put, you know, too many expectations on them. What we ask them to do from day one is to come in and work and build the right habits to fit what we want to do. But Wendell's that type of kid. We'll have no problems there.
How does Chandler fit into Fred's system?
Chandler is a ball handling wing, a guy that can pass the ball on the move, a guy that can run the floor. In this NBA, you need versatile wings, and we think he can guard several positions. You know, if you guys saw the playoffs, how often teams were switching and what that means to a team. And, his size at 6'8", his wingspan, that's something we don't have. You know, when we were recently looking at our roster, and, you know, when you're in a rebuild, you try not to think too much about, the balance of your roster in terms of positions. That you want to get the most talent you can, but it's obviously a glaring weakness of ours that we don't have wing length. And, you know, so Chandler fit that. And he's the type of player that, you know, he kind of earned his way in college. You know, he wasn't a highly recruited kid. He went to Boise. He didn't play a whole lot, you know, early on. I remember seeing him as a freshman. I was out at a tournament and out on the West Coast, and, you know, you saw this long kid, but he was not really playing much, and you didn't know who he was. But he got better and better. And talking to their staff over the year, that they felt that he just finally embraced who he thought he could be, and all of a sudden the kid blossomed. So we think he's going to, again, we think he's a real good fit.
I know you're not going to say it, but we've said it here on the show. Because of the core that you already have in place, plus what you've done in the draft, you know this team is probably destined for the playoffs. That's probably not what you wanted, though, because you always talk about the process, right?
You guys are already touting playoffs. Let's slow the train down here a little bit.
It's a weak Eastern Conference.
Yes. We see the landscape before us.
It may be much weaker in a couple weeks,
Well, the train is getting past you. That's not what you wanted, but look at the core that you have. Don't you think that that's a top eight team running?
Let's see. I never wanted to anoint young players to, you know, all of a sudden they're going to be something. This league is hard.
Dunn and Levine are veterans.
Yeah, they are. They're some of our most veterans. And you know, when you draft like this, you tend to forget certain other guys. And we still have Bobby Portis, who had a terrific year for us. Denzel Valentine, who had some really good times for us. So, We feel like we're kind of starting this nice nucleus, and it's young.
It's moving too fast for you.
Well, we're realistic. We know this. In order to win in this league, you need some stars.
Right.
And our hope is that Lowry's going to become one. Our hope is that Zach and Chris Dunn are on that path, you know, as well. And if they are, then we've got something good brewing. But we're going to be patient, and you know, we're going to be disciplined in our approach. I think tonight, kind of, you know, when we look at what we did a year ago and got those three pieces for Jimmy and what we did tonight, I mean, in 1 year's time, we feel like we've gotten five really good young players. And that doesn't happen very often in this business through the draft and through a trade. So we feel good about it.
Now that the draft has passed, one of the biggest question marks for your organization in the next couple of weeks is, of course, with Zach LaVine and his contract situation. Do you believe that you can get a deal done before he were to reach an offer sheet, or are you confident in allowing him to play the process out, potentially coming to an agreement with another team, and then allowing yourself the right to match if you so desire?
Well, you know, the restricted free agency business is what it is. And so if I do know this, that, you know, we have a real good relationship with Bill Duffy, who is Zach's agent. Bill's one of the best. Gar talked to him in the last couple of weeks and said, let's get through the draft and let's get into the week after and let's sit down and start talking, because we have that opportunity since he's ours. We want to, you know, the way the league is set up, and this part of the collective bargaining agreement, Zach has the ability to go out and entertain offers. We have the chance to match if he goes out and gets one. But obviously, when we made the trade last year, he was a big part of that. And so we want to continue to move forward, hopefully, with Zach as a part of our team.
Well, Pax, we usually do this after the draft, right to Oshaval afterwards. If you're more than welcome.
Oh, good. No, not tonight, but I will get there soon. I'll get there soon. What burgers do you have? What's your favorite burger?
We go cheeseburger. Okay. We break down the entire NBA draft. There's no media. Well, him. But there's no media there. So that's what we offer to see you in car every season.
All right.
We're here.
All right.
After
all right.
The draft, that's where we're going.
Okay.
Every year.
Gotcha.
Come
all
on
right.
by.
All right. Thanks, guys.
We'll get you in the playoffs.
All right.
It's going to be a big burger then.
John Paxson, the Vice President of Basketball Operations, with us here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. What's happened is the train's going too fast for him.
There are a lot
did
of.
Did you see his eyes raise up? Like, you guys are talking about playoffs already?
I was going to say, there are a lot of takeaways to me in talking to Pax there, guys. But the biggest one to me, the biggest one right away, is with Zach LaVine. Before the season, the Bulls and Zach could not have been clear that they wanted an agreement to happen and that they were confident that it would happen. And I'm not saying it's not going to happen now, but just in the way LaVine played this season and in the, I'd say, a little tepid response from Pax in that, hey, this is the process. And he said as much after the season ended, but this is the process. We'll see how it plays out. My takeaway there is the Bulls are not nearly as convinced with LaVine long-term as they were at this moment in time a year ago. And I am very curious to see how the money plays out over the next few months here.
You don't think he's that max money player?
No, no.
Well, the numbers show it. And that's why the Bulls are in position to make the offer that they want to make. They're in control of the situation. That's the brilliance of this.
Or match the offer that they they see coming
back. And that's why it's good.
You're listening to the 2018 NBA Draft Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app, along with Chris Black and Nick Friedel, Jonathan Hood with you. Please be joined by the general manager of the Chicago Bulls, Gar Forman. He joins us here on ESPN 1000. Welcome, Gar.
Hey, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Nick didn't go to the Cubs game tonight? Are they in town?
No, I went the last couple days. So
I saw it.
It was good.
I follow it now on Twitter. I see a lot of pictures of you out there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a rebuild process that came all the way to fruition. So I know that's what you guys are trying to build here.
Are you following me on Twitter, Gar?
I am.
Are you?
Is that for a birder?
I didn't even know what Twitter. Yeah, I got my birder. My kids set me up.
All right.
They set me up.
But you know how it works now.
I know. Well, I know. I know your family is a big fan of mine. So
absolutely.
So there you go. So Gar, we are very pleased at what you guys were able to do in the draft with Wendell Carter. What do you think about the trend in the top of the draft where we're seeing guys that are 6'9", 6'10", the ability to put the ball on the floor, the interchangeable parts of the player? What do you think of the trend, how the NBA has changed?
Well, I think that's what, you know, and you've heard John talk about it during the year. Versatility is so important in today's game. And that's one of the things that we think we got in the two guys we got tonight. I think they're both versatile in their own way. And, you know, in Wendell, versatility, and that he's a guy that can play inside and he can step outside and play on the perimeter, which is exciting for us. And Chandler's a guy as a 6'7 wing with a 7'1 wingspan. He's got length and athleticism and the ability, again, to put it on the floor, slash to the basket, a guy that can handle it and pass it some. So I think that's exciting, you know, that they're both versatile. And to get those two guys in positions of need as far as putting our young core together was kind of an added bonus.
Gar, we all understood going back a year ago at this time what this past year would entail in a rebuild season and figuring out where you may land in the lottery. Now that you've drafted Carter, you have Hutchison, you're going to make the decisions you make on LaVine in the next couple weeks, and then you fill out the rest of your roster. What will define a successful season next year to you?
Continued growth.
Is that playoffs, though?
No, I wouldn't. We need to where we're at, and again, to me, you're asking about, is continued growth of this young core of players. And
can you see continued growth if you win 32 games again next season?
Yeah, I think you know when you see it and you know when you don't. And, like, so to me, you know, like, look, you look at Lowry Marketing, and you could see him grow throughout the year, gain confidence, get better. Now you go into an off season, and we look at the work that he's putting in, and you guys probably saw the picture that was on. You just look at his body and how he's getting stronger.
He's not doing anything illegal, is he?
No, absolutely not.
No, so, no, Nick, that's the difference between college and the pros. Now he's with a pro team. Now he can actually work out, right?
Okay. I mean, all right.
That's
all
the difference, isn't
he's huge. He's huge for those who haven't seen the
pictures. Well, so I'm not trying to be evasive of your question. I mean, you know.
You would never be evasive.
No, I would try to. At this point in a rebuild, you know, we're taking a big picture view of it. And so that's what it's about, continuing to add young players to the core, continuing to see growth with those young players, continuing to have a level of flexibility so that when there are opportunities, we can take advantage of them. And if we do that and stay disciplined in our decision-making, you know, we think we're headed in the right direction. Now we got to keep chipping away and keep adding to it.
How do the two players that you took tonight add to the development for Chris Dunn? What do you see with these two fitting with that young point guard?
Well, and that's one of the things on Wendell. And obviously, you know, he's 19 years old. There's going to be an adjustment for him. He's still a young kid, but that versatility in that, you know, you got a guy who can score at the block. He has shown a developing post game. You know, he's got jump hooks to either hand. He's got a big body that he can use down low. But he can also step out on the floor, and you're not going to be able to camp in the lane. You got to go out with him. He shot, you know, it's a small sample size, but he shot 41% on threes this year. So that shows us that there's an opportunity there where he can play out on the floor. That opens up space. But to us, his skill set and some of the things he does is a nice complement to Lowry, which is exciting for us also. And so when you have two 19, 20-year-old kids or you know, young professionals that have an opportunity to grow together, that's exciting.
Gar, what else do you need for your team? You have young players. Mm-hmm. What else would you like to add?
You know, that's what we'll evaluate, you know, where there's opportunities. But we're always looking, you know, to add length, athleticism, shooting, depth. And, you know, some of that may be answered within the roster. And then that's what we've got to evaluate. Some of that may be, you know, where we've got to go outside of the roster, whether it's free agency or trade, and continue to try to add, whether it's this summer, into next year, into next summer. But again, keeping that big picture view of where we're at and where we're trying to get.
Are you okay if the Bulls make the playoffs next year?
Absolutely. No, I mean, we're going, you know.
That's not what you I mean, listen, you want to be able to develop young players.
Right.
You hit the reset button, but I think that the acceleration's happening much faster than you thought. Because with the veteran players and young players on the roster, they're going to go for it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Nick asked if that's the goal. The goal is growth.
Right.
You know, so, with that said, you know, you want to, part of that growth is continuing to try to win at a higher level. You know, how quickly that happens, you don't know, but we want to continue to make progress and move forward.
We mentioned growth and moving forward. Fred enters into next season, mm-hmm. as you know, in the fourth year of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
How do you evaluate what a successful season looks like for him, knowing that he's coming up on the end of his deal here?
Well, I think it's for all of us, you know, that how do we evaluate is, like I said, continue to see growth from these young guys and continue to see, you know, a team that gels together, plays hard, plays together each and every night, and competes, you know, each and every night. And those are things, you know, obviously we watch from our players each and every day in practice and games, how they handle situations. You know, so we want to see strides in those type of areas.
Do you believe that a team can grow, though, with the growth if they're not winning a lot of games? I think that's the issue a lot of fans,
right.
they tell us, hey, we want to see a lot of improvement next
right.
season, but if you're not winning that many more games,
right.
can that growth be what you want it to be as an organization?
I think it can if the culture's right and you got the right type of guys. And again, you know, we'd all like to snap our fingers and it happens immediately, but realistically, that's not going to happen. So we just want to make sure we're still headed, you know, headed upwards and headed in the right direction. And I think today was a really good step with that to add two more young pieces to our team.
You guys talked about the homework you did on Hutchinson and
yeah.
all the scouting you did. When did it dawn on you guys as an organization that that's the guy you wanted at 22?
Well, I think it dawned on us early that he was going to be a key target for us. And that goes back even early in the season. So, you know, we had an opportunity to evaluate him early and then evaluate him often. You never know if he's going to be if he's even going to be there, you know, until we get on the clock tonight. But he's a guy we knew we were going to have interest in coming into tonight.
Gar Foreman, the general manager for the Bulls, with us on the 2018 NBA Draft on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. How do you assess the growth of Denzel Valentine as a player? I need your scouting glasses.
No, I think he made some real progress last year, and you can see it statistically. But you can even see it when you watch him on the floor. I thought he got better defensively, and you know Denzel's not a great athlete. He's a guy who's got to work at it. Mm-hmm. I thought he played with a lot more confidence as far as handling and passing the basketball, and I thought he played with more confidence shooting the basketball. And I thought he became a better decision maker. And I think that showed in his numbers. I think it showed in how we evaluate him. Again, now it's only year two. Mm-hmm. Can we see that type of growth again? And that's why, like with a lot of our young guys, this is a big summer for Denzel. And he's putting in the work. And we hope we'll see him continue to improve.
Gar, one guy who had a huge summer last year and into this season, after the incident with Nico, was, of course, Bobby Portis.
Mm-hmm.
Are you confident that you can get a deal done with him prior to this season's deadline for fourth-year players?
Yeah, I mean, it's conversations we'll have.
Have they started now?
No. We're not allowed to start those until July 1st. But When the time comes, we'll obviously sit down with his reps and talk about the framework of possibly getting a deal done, whether we get it done on an extension early or, you know, the possibility that he goes into restricted free agency. We like Bobby, and we hope Bobby is with our team moving forward.
Is there anything from what you saw in the conference finals, some of the best teams in the league playing the space and pace, the three-point shooting, anything you saw from the finals, any of these teams that you say, I'd like to add that to my organization? Not necessarily a player, but style.
I was going to say Durant and Curry and some of those guys.
No, I'm all in on that as well. But a style of play or maybe strategy in-game situations that you'd say, you know, that's something we should look into.
Well, I think that's where the game's evolving, and that's what I, you know, we talked about tonight is continuing to add versatile-type players, players that can do different things on the floor, possibly guard different positions. If you're forced into switching situations, have the ability to switch. Those things are important because I think you're seeing the game played with more pace. I think you're seeing the ability to shoot the three-pointer becoming more important. So those are things that I know Fred and the coaches work at each and every day here at the Advocate Center, but there are things we're looking at also as far as players we add.
I don't understand how come you didn't have an appearance, more than a few appearances on my show. You just hid from the show all season.
No, I'll come on whenever you'd like.
No, three times we asked.
Really?
No. Yeah, apparently you were – I know you were scouting. But
yeah, I traveled a lot. You know, we knew it'd be a big year draft-wise, and so I really traveled a lot.
You could have called me over on a side gym someplace you were scouting and just pick up the phone. Here's the thing about our conversation is always just about basketball.
Yeah, I love talking basketball.
That's the only thing. But you three times. How about this guy? Three times. Are you going to commit?
Next time you want me on, just text me. I'll be on whenever you'd like.
There you go.
More than once.
I didn't make that commitment. I
just like talking basketball with you. So again, we will open up with, as we do every year.
Yeah.
Au cheval when we wrap this up.
Okay.
PAX is coming.
Yeah.
You come over.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
After all we do is talk basketball. We take a look at the NBA draft every year.
I love it.
It's our post party. It's right there. We got a beer waiting for you.
Oh, right now you got one?
Yeah. We had
15 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Yeah, we got our scouts upstairs. We're going to go visit.
We're not paying breaking out some champagne.
We got to get ready for our pro personnel meetings tomorrow morning.
That doesn't stop you. Come on through. Every year the invitation's open.
Okay, all right.
All we do is talk basketball. We're even talking about the Bulls. We just talk basketball.
I love it.
See, just come on the air every now and then.
Absolutely, whatever you'd like.
Okay,
all right.
We'd like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to come out with him, but for me.
But you got that. It's a late show, isn't it?
Don't worry about how late my show is. Don't worry about the late show.
He can pre-tape with you.
I'm getting a little older. I got to go to sleep.
He can pre-tape.
Just come on the program.
Right. Absolutely.
Just talk ball with me.
Anytime.
College ball in particular. I'd like to talk to you some college ball.
Can't talk about prospects. I feel like we've heard this one before.
Oh, I understand.
But just in general.
I like to like to just pick Carr's mind just on the game. In general, just the basketball. That's fair, right?
I think it's fair. Absolutely. I think we all enjoy talking basketball, so it's...
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, how's your golf game?
Awful.
That's what I figure.
Yeah. Well, you knew that already.
have you seen his swing?
Years ago.
It's not so hot.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's not so hot.
It's really bad.
Who do you think it's similar to? Barclays a little bit?
No,
well, he doesn't have the hitch, but the belly does stick out, though.
But I'm trying to work that off this summer. That's my big goal. We're talking about progress. We got a lot of progress going on here.
Me too,
so
man.
I got some progress, too.
Are you aware of the summer of Nick? He's actually decided to stay in this city this summer.
Except for Vegas.
Instead of traveling about the world like he usually does.
Yeah.
So each day he's going to a new tourist site by himself.
If you want to go to a festival, whenever you're ready, I'll take you.
The aquarium?
Yeah, the aquarium's coming this week.
Sausage festival.
Why would you want to go anywhere else but Chicago in the summer? It's a spectacular place.
Well, because I love San Diego. San Diego is
really... You go there in the winter.
I have. I'm trying to find more ways there. But Chris is right. I've been trying to stay. So, like, what is your go-to for Chicago? When you go out somewhere, where do you go?
I don't with kids, you know. I mean, we don't get out a whole bunch.
What about restaurants?
Even that, you know.
All at
home? Well, we're way up in the north, you know, suburbs, so So we're not downtown like you are.
But I can get up there.
I think Nick is trying to invite himself over for dinner. I think that's what's going on right now.
That's right. We'll make it happen. Leslie will make it happen.
Absolutely, she will. You know that.
But she's a fan of mine, though. She likes she likes my show.
She does.
Yeah, see?
That's true.
See, that's the thing. Gar, I hope that you come by the program every now and then, huh?
Whenever you'd like.
Okay.
It's good to see you guys.
Gar Forman. FB Gar Forman, the general manager of the Chicago Bulls, as the Bulls get their men at 7-22, and with us here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. All right, we will come back and wrap up this puppy as you are listening to the 2018 NBA Draft here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.